You might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace.
That's called a back log.
Okay.
You had to put a back log on every night to keep you enough coals going where you wouldn't have so much trouble building a fire the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put two back logs on, which would take two people in a totem, and it would burn all night.
What about the fat wood that maybe made out of rich pine that's good for?
Well, they use pine knots.
Uh-huh.
Your pine knots had rosin in it, pine rosin, which give off a gas, which would burn pretty good if you mm-hmm. stuck some pine knots in up under your wood to get it started.
Would you just call that kindling too? Or?
No, it was called pine knots.
Uh-huh. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Oh, it's soot.
Okay. And the things that you have to rake out of the fireplace?
It's
the
ashes. You have to take the ashes out every day or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took all the ashes out, your fire wouldn't do right. You had to leave a certain amount of ashes in there to make your fire. It heats the ashes. Those ashes actually get red hot, and they would create a heat and make your wood burn better.
Hmm. Talking about things that you have in a room, well, this thing that I'm sitting in, you call
a chair.
And something.
You're trying to pick up my brogue, ain't you? That's what you do.
Something that longer than that, that two or three people could sit on.
A bench.
Or that you'd have in your living room now.
Couch.
Any other names for that?
Sofa.
Is that the same thing to you? Or?
A sofa and a couch are, oh, it's another name for it. What is it? Davenport.
Would you say Davenport now?
No, I wouldn't. I would say couch.
Uh-huh. Does Davenport sound old-fashioned? Or?
Yeah, it's real old.
What are some of the things that people used to have to keep their clothes in?
Well, they had, like you do now, a chest of drawers, and they had a, what do they call, buffet? No, wasn't a buffet. What was it called, Punk? Something you put your clothes in, hang them. It was built out in the room, like a. It wouldn't be a closet. Of course, it had closets too, but this was something that, as a piece of furniture,
mm-hmm.
that you put your clothes in.
Do you have your wardrobe or chiffon?
Yeah, wardrobe, chiffon. But you wouldn't call this a wardrobe, I don't believe. A chiffon. That may be what it was called, a shift roll.
What are those things, a wardrobe and a shift roll? What do they look like?
Well, they were tall enough to hang your clothes in, and they would be narrow where they would stick up against the wall. Some of them would have mirrors on the outside, though. And they, of course, they stored their clothes in cedar chests.
Wardrobe and chiffon were the same thing?
I think so. I really don't know
mm-hmm.
whether they were or not.
What about something that you could have in a window, you could be on rollers and you could pull it down?
This was called a shade.
Okay. And talk about the kitchen. Do you remember seeing different kinds of kitchens, like a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Yeah, we had just a plain kitchen that you just cooked in, and you ate in the dining room, and it's kitchenettes where you cook and eat in the same room like this is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people back then just used the kitchen just to cook in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had such big families, they had to feed them at a bigger table.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever see them